every time is God, because the Lord is God.
Amen.
We receive all goodness from His hands. So I want to confess before you that it is a trembling experience for me to talk with you from the Word of God. Usually when I speak in my own language, I feel fear, because it is a great responsibility to represent God through His Word. But when I was invited to speak to people of God who their language, it is not mine, and I feel not only fear but trembling. So you must excuse me when you look at my face and see that I am in trouble. But by your prayer, I will deliver the Word of God by His help and by His grace. I was encouraged really when I received your gracious inviting me to be with you. It is a great privilege, but I pray to the Lord that He can give me strength. I have no strength in myself. I have no sufficiency in myself. But all of us gain all the sufficiency from Him. He had all sufficiency for our needs in every aspect of our life. This is enough for the introduction. And I want to share with you from few verses from the book of John, chapter 13, from the beginning. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour was come that He should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved His own which were in the world, He loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, and that He was come from God and went to God, He rises from supper and laid aside His garments, and took a towel and girded Himself. After that, He pours water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith He was girded. Then comes He to Simon Peter, and Peter says unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter says unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter says unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus says to him, He that is washed needs not save to wash his feet, but is clean everywhere, and ye are clean, but not all. Amen. The book of John revealed that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And John wrote his gospel to the whole world. So the most common word found in the Bible about the world is in the writings of John. He wrote many times about the world in different meaning, and I think that all of you know the different meaning of the world in the writing of John. But here we found the meaning that the world, the Lord to live is the earth, the inhabitant earth. And we found in the beginning of this gospel that the Lord came to the world, but the world not accepted him, not knowing him, not give him the glory he is worthy. And so the Lord Jesus Christ moved on the plane that the will of God prepared for him through his life in this world. He came from God, come out from heaven, and came to the world to do the will of God. And this will of God must be done through him and only by him. And we can add, I read in the commentary box about this gospel that we can divide the book of John into three parts. The first part comes from chapter 1 to chapter 7, and the key word in this division is the life. And the second division is from chapter 8 to chapter 12. It is about the light. This is the third division of the book of John, and the main word, the key word in this division is the love. Love, life, light, love. We need all the things. We cannot live the life which he appointed for us without his light. And we cannot get benefit from the light without love. And so we are now in the beginning of the third division of the book of John. The first part of the book speaks about the coming of the Lord from heaven to earth. And this third part speaks to us about his returning back to the Father. It is a great journey before us, why the Lord came here to the earth and why he is going to return back to the Father. He came to the earth to fulfill the will of the Father. But when he returned back, he must fulfill this will by saving us from our sin through winting to the Calvary's cross. Here in this few verses I read before you, we find what the Lord Jesus Christ know. And then after, we found what the Lord Jesus Christ is do. About what he know, he do. He know that he came from the Father. He know that Judas Iscariot will betray him. He know that the hour had come. He know that the hour had come means for the Lord Jesus Christ is the hour of his glory, as we sung many songs in this morning about the glory of the glorious one. He speaks from the divine point of view about the hour. It is glory. But from man's view, it is shame, it is suffering. And the two things are coming together and fulfilled through him. He came to suffer for our sake, but he came also to glorify God by his complete obedience to his will, by his great life he lived, by his obedience unto death to glorify God. The Father glorified through the obedience and the fulfilling his will through the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew everything. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, you know everything. And this is a message for every one of us. The Lord needs no one to speak to him or told him about anything mine. He knows everything. He know whom I, whom he know what I think. He know what I do even before or away from the eyes of men. He knows everything. He know our my thoughts. He know my motives. He know what I wanted to do before I do. The Lord knows everything. So it is an encouraging thing for us that we have a relation with a Lord, knows everything, knows every situation, knows every need, even when we cannot speak to any one of our dears or our brothers or our sisters. The Lord knows everything. He knows that he came from God to the world. He knows that the Father gave him everything, put everything in his hands. And this is not the first time we read about this passage, because we read about it in John 3:35, that the Lord, the Father put into the hands of the Lord everything. This means that he had all authority. He had the dominion. He had the sovereignty of every situation. He came to fulfill the will of God and the matter of the people who surrounded him, or the people who betrayed him, cannot do nothing without the will of God. And this is what Peter said to the Jews at the book of Acts. He delivered by the determined will of God. But this not make excuse for the dirty hands which put upon the Lord Jesus Christ and to judge him and crucify him. So the Lord knows everything. No, he had authority. He had dominion. He had sovereignty. But what he do after what he know? If one of us reaches this high level of situation, if any one of us had a good position in his work, in any place, he think that I will sit down and the other must serve me. I am the master. And we are not masters in ourselves. We are bondmen. We read in this morning at least twice about the Lord who emptied himself, not only take the form of man, but he take the form of bondman. We are bondmen. We never be greater than our master. We are slaves to him. Not we are not masters. The master of all and the Lord of all do the work which must be done by the slaves. Not by the servants, but by the slaves. As the Jewish tradition, no servant bring water and wash the foot of his master. This is the work of the slave. The slave is a little bit lower than the servant. But the Lord do this work. It puts before us and upon us a responsibility to be like him. We will be with him and we will be like him on the future. But from now, we want to put him as an example before us. This is the real greatness, as the Lord said. The greatness of the world to be a master and to give orders to all who are surrounding you. But as a servant of the Lord, you must serve your brothers and your sisters. You must serve your family, not only in the assembly, but also in the family. We have to learn this great lesson. The Lord do this before us, and he told the disciple at the end of this speech that if I am the Lord and Master, and I wash your feet, it is blessed for you to do the same thing. It is blessed. It is blessed to do. Sometimes we put the knowledge before the doing. But when we return back to the book of Acts, chapter 1, at the beginning of the chapter, Luke wrote to Theophilus about the treatise who wrote to him before, that it is all about the Lord do and teach, about his doing before his teaching. And you also need this matter. Many times we teach and not doing, teaching and not doing. But from now, the Lord wants us to do before we teach. It is good to teach, but it is better to teach by your example, by your doing, not by your talking. This discourse from chapter 13 to chapter 17 is the farewell of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the last words he spoke to his disciples. We found many farewell in the Bible. We read about Moses' farewell at Deuteronomy chapter 31 to 33. We read about the farewell of Joshua in his book at chapter 23 and 24. We read about the farewell of Paul at the book of Acts chapter 20. All of them deliver a good words of encouragement. But the Lord Jesus Christ makes something different from all. He added to his speaking a practical act. Many people forget what they hear after minutes or after hours or after days. But never anyone forget what the Lord do to his disciples. Never, never. And it affects 100 times more than our talking. To do something to encourage someone need for encouragement. The Lord put before us a practical example. This is his talking to Simon Peter means that it is essential thing to have wash your feet to have a fellowship with him. This chapter speaks about the fellowship with him. But the chapter before, chapter 12, spoke about something different but very related to it. It spoke about the worship unto him. We must worship unto him. Then we have the opportunity to have a fellowship with him. The two things are very related, but the priority is very clear in this gospel. Worship, fellowship. And the worship we found at the beginning of the chapter that Mary bring with her ointment, her precious ointment, bring this ointment with her from she kept this for the Lord. She never went to the shop to buy this ointment to pour it on the feet of the Lord, but it bring it from her home, from her own things. And I think that the dying of Mary is a real example before us to come, especially in the beginning of the week, every one of us has his own spikenard. We read in the chapter 1 in the book of book of Solomon, the Song of Songs, that as the king at his table, I will bring my spikenard, my spikenard. Every one of us has his own spikenard to power it on the head, on the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what must be done at the beginning of the week. Every one of us, even the sisters, had on their own spikenard. But as Mary did, every sister did at the beginning of the week while we are surrounding the Lord and He is in our midst. Mary make an example how the worship to the Lord can done without hearing the words. She did this thing. No one listened what Mary told to the Lord. And the Bible never mentioned words given by Mary to the Lord at this moment. She bowed not only the spikenard, but her bowed her heart, bowed her soul at the feet of the Lord. And this was commended by the Lord. Even there are someone who discouraged or criticized what the Mary did, but the Lord vindicated what is she did for him. So we found in chapter 12, act of worship. And we read in chapter 13, the requirements of fellowship. The fellowship with the Lord requires many things for us. In chapter 13, it required the washing of our feet. And we cannot use anything except the water of the word to wash our feet. But the Lord here speaks not only of our own washing, but every one of us can wash the feet of his brother. Every one of us. It is a blessing to us if we do this. Not if we know this. Many things we know. But doing is a complete difference from knowing. Sometimes we know, but we not do. The Lord here bless his disciples if they do this. We need in our days, at which there are many griefs, many tears, many suffering, because of many things, that we can go to our brothers to wash his feet, to encourage him through the water of the word. The word of God cleans our heart, cleans our thought, cleans our walk. In the book of Exodus, we read in chapter 29 that Moses must wash Aaron and his sons by water at the beginning of their devotion to the Lord. But we read in chapter 30 that every one of the priests, before he is getting into the holiness, he must clean his hands and clean his feet in the laver basin. Plus, why the Lord said to Simon Peter only he need to wash his feet? Why he does not told him to wash his hands and his feet? Because the hands is a symbol for our actions, for our doing. We were saved not by doing, but by the grace of the Lord, by faith. So we are not in need to do anything, to add to the work of the Lord, anything to make us fit for salvation. We need to do nothing, but we need to have a clean feet. We must take care of our walking in this world, because many times we make a stumble for who surrounding us when they hear us talking a very precious talk, and when they look to our feet, they stumble before us or after us. So the Lord spoke about the requirement of fellowship through the daily washing of our feet. May the Lord help us who listen to his word to take the advantage of the knowledge of the word of God to be used for ourselves, because we apply the word of God to the others for his glory and our blessing. Amen.